I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The National Football League returned to Mexico for the first time in 11 years as the Oakland Raiders played the Houston Texans in a Monday night game at Azteca Stadium in Mexico City.
11 years of not having NFL here in Mexico, so it's great. The people are amazing. They're so welcoming. And I come from Mexican parents, so it feels right at home.
That's Houston Texans cheerleader Ashley Rodriguez, as cheerleaders from both teams mixed with local residents for an outdoor yoga class. Kevin Williams is an Oakland Raiders fan who traveled from California.
There's a lot of fans out here in Mexico City, a lot of energy. Everywhere we've been, there's been a lot of NFL fans in general, both Raider fans, Texas fans, and a lot of other fans in general. So we love the vibe down here.
Houston Texans fan Cynthia Jasso was happy to be there.
That's my first time here. It's a beautiful city. The fans have been really nice. The food is amazing. We booked it months ago, and we're just so excited to be here.
She might not have been so excited when the playing was over, as Oakland finished on top 27-20. Raiders tight end Michael Rivera.
We came out here, traveled to Mexico. You know, that's hard on a lot of teams, you know, with the elevation and everything. We handled it well. You know, this team has a lot of grit. I'm really proud of them.
Oakland safety Bryden Trawick was happy to play in the first NFL game in Mexico in over a decade, and he's ready to go back.
I love the atmosphere. When we got here, all the fans, when we got to the hotel, then the fans, when we got here to the stadium, it was great. I'll come back.
World number one men's tennis player Andy Murray of Britain cemented his top ranking with a 6-3, 6-4 win over longtime rival Novak Djokovic of Serbia at the ATP World Tour Finals in London.
You know, I lost a lot of the big matches against him, and, you know, this one was a big match, you know, and I managed to get over the line, and, you know, it was tough at the end.
Djokovic made countless errors on his normally reliable backhand, but credited Murray with exploiting his weakness.
I had a player who felt that I'm not comfortable from one side, and he kept making me play, and there was no serious chance for me to win today's match. From the very beginning, we could see that. He was just a better player all in all.
Djokovic, who will remain at number two in the rankings, also gave credit to Kim Sears, Andy Murray's wife, who he knows from his own experience has been a key component in the Scots' success.
She has to get some credit, guys, you know. I mean, she gave birth this year, and he has traveled all over the place. I know how it is with my wife, Yelena, and what she had to go through as a mother back home with a little baby. So, Kim, well done. I mean, she's maybe made even a bigger effort than Andy.
Now the motivation for Murray heading into 2017 is winning majors.
When I go away in December to train, I'm training with the Australian Open in mind, and, you know, because of the best of five set matches, they're the ones that you have to really put in the extra work for and the extra training for. So, you know, that's what motivates me.
English golfer Matt Fitzpatrick is the winner of the European Tour's season-ending DP World Tour Championship in Dubai.
This week I've just done everything fantastic and putted, yeah, out my boots. I think it's probably one of the best I've putted all year. If you have weeks like that, it's a special one.
Fitzpatrick also wins some time off.
The big thing for me now is I've got 5 weeks off of not touching a golf club, and I cannot wait. It's going to be a great 5 weeks, not doing anything, and just relaxing.
While Europe's top player Henrik Stenson of Sweden didn't win the event, he did claim the overall Race to Dubai title for the second time.
I didn't think I was going to be able to top 2013, but winning the Open, winning the BMW International, and being up there in contention at the Olympics, and then winning the overall. It's been a great season, and it feels lovely to top it off with the Race to Dubai title.
South Korean Wang Jung-hun placed 16th and, with two wins this season, was named European Tour Rookie of the Year.
Just keep trying to be top 10 the other tournaments, but so I finally make it. I'm so happy about it.
His goal for next year?
I want to win more than two times, maybe.
NBA great Scottie Pippen was spotted in Dubai on a shoe promotion. It was his first visit to the Middle East, and he's thrilled more international players are now a part of the NBA.
The foreign players that have been able to come in the game has definitely earned their rights to be in the game. I think that, you know, the opportunity for them is greater now than ever. The Olympics has definitely opened up a lot of opportunities for players to really see themselves in the NBA, because now they're competing against some of the best players in the game.
Pippen and the legendary Michael Jordan led the Chicago Bulls team that won 6 NBA championships. But Harrison Chindu in Lagos, Nigeria has done something Pippen or Jordan will likely never accomplish. Chindu set a Guinness World Record for distance traveled on a bicycle with a football on his head, 103.6 kilometers. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.